Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning, yeah.
Yeah.
All I see is you.
All I see, baby.
Get on my knees and thank God for my blessings. 'Cause what we got is true.
It's true. Yeah.
A real love,
real love.
A real trust.
Real trust.
A real woman.
Real
can't get enough.
Hold up.
A real sex.
Real sex.
I'm making love.
Making love.
A real money.
Real money.
We do it all. Take you all around the world with me, girl. I believe in you. Count that money, I go get it. Yeah, baby, that's how we do. I own a mission for position. Hold me down, know what about you? That's why.
Apologize to everybody out there who came to listen and we weren't here. We had, I think my other host, I think Martin was out too and I was busy. So we weren't here last week. So we definitely apologize for that. But we definitely here this week. Oh, and I have some news, some updates for you guys before we start the show. The Dollhouse will return on this Saturday, June 15th. So make sure you guys tune in. This Saturday, June 15th, the Dollhouse is back. Like I said on the previous shows, the Dollhouse show on Saturday, we've been so busy, extra, extra busy. There's a lot going on with everybody right now. So it is summertime, and we just got a lot of stuff that we need to do. And so we had to kind of put Dollhouse on hold because we definitely want to make sure that you guys get good shows. So, but we will be back on this Saturday, June 15th. So make sure you guys tune in 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Dollhouse Radio, We will be back. So, you know, I'm very excited because I'm looking forward to that show. You know, Dollhouse is my baby. It's the first show that we started with here on Dollhouse Radio. So, you know, when we didn't do the show for the few weeks, I got so many tweets, Facebook response about the show, like, you know, India, when you coming back with the show? We missed the show. So we definitely want to let you guys out there know that when we take breaks sometimes, we're not gone forever. We definitely just have to fall back sometimes to kind of, you know, do our personal things in our personal lives. So, but other than that, we are definitely back on June 15th, this coming Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Dollhouse Radio. The Dollhouse Show will return. I will name during the week because I'm still booking people for that show. I know Leah will be back on the Saturday show. She's going to come through and talk to us again on Saturday. But I have other guests coming through that night too. So we're going to make it a fun night. So I'll name the names during the week. I'll put that out to you guys who's going to be our guest on Saturday. For anybody who hasn't listened to the Saturday show is a little more wilder than my Sunday show. My Sunday show is kind of relaxed. We're laid back here. We keep it chill. But on Saturdays, it's wild. It's a party. It's a movie. We go crazy. It's gossip. Gossip, talking shit. It's definitely a little more extra on that show. So definitely make sure you guys tune in if you haven't tuned in already. That's June 15th, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Dollhouse Radio. We have, let me see, what else do I have to say today? We have sort of a topic today. I'm going to bring on a guest. And as you guys know, we rarely bring on guests here on the Sunday show because usually we have only an hour here and we're doing topics. But today we're going to have a guest. I want to bring Leah on. Her name is Leah Chase. She's a new adult film star entering in the adult film industry. So I definitely want to bring her on and to kind of introduce you guys to her and, you know, let her kind of tell her story of, you know, coming into this business, been a new girl in the industry and the ups and downs and how hard it is, how easy it is. I don't know. I want her to explain that. So I'm going to bring her up soon. Let me see. We have people. Hey, Twitter. Hey, Joseph. We have Twitter people that's tweeting me right now. All of my brunch people out there who always support this show. Thank you guys so much. You make this show number one. This show is still number one. I can't understand it. We've only been on for a few months with this show. So I'm so happy that you guys enjoy the brunch. And we're going to talk about, I want to talk about a few topics. So we will do random topics here today, too. I want to talk about the Purge movie. We will talk about that. I want to talk about Love and Hip Hop because we have to talk about ratchet stuff. What else? I want to talk about Michael Jackson and people coming out saying that they slept with him for years. They were his lovers. So I definitely want to talk about a lot of stuff. We have a lot of topics and opinions. I want to hear you guys' opinions out there. So make sure if you want to talk, 646-595-4038. If you want to call in and talk about anything that I just mentioned. Let me see. Yeah, so that's basically what it is. What I'm going to do is take a quick break here, and we're going to come back with our guest, Leah Chase, is in the building, you guys, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Today, my co-host, Martin, is not in. He is in St. Louis, you guys, for a reunion for his, I think it's his high school reunion or something. So I definitely, I'm going to miss him. You guys are going to miss him today, but he will be back on next Sunday. So he's not with us today. But we've got a guest here today. We have Leah Chase, and she's coming up next. Let me see. We'll be right back. I'm going to take a quick break. Here's Chris Brown featuring Problem.
Sorry, Jana.
Funk Flex. Chris Brown. Who you mad at? Me or yourself?
Go change. Getting money gone and watch these toes change. I'm in the party, got these bitches off of Molly and they rolling. Bitches popping pills like it's full pain. In the eyes on the shit. Molly probably fantasizing all about my dick. Only one real nigga, take a pic. And all you haters, I'ma take your bitch. Every nigga in the club see the same hoe. With the same friends, all they do is change clothes. Try to bowl and they pussy say they lame clothes. If you fucking for your rent, you a lame hoe. Oops, yeah, I said that. Half of y'all niggas in here frontin' where y'all bread at. Gon' stutter rap. Thought so, can't do it like this, broke nigga.
Say you gotta work while you in the club, hoe.
blunt go. Too many cars, a parade when I pull up. Glass jaw, catch a fade, that's a chin up. If you ain't looking, I'ma eat your hoe for dinner. She said that she a virgin, but I fucked her in Virginia. I ate her at the supper club. Bad bitches at Greystone, but they just some runner up. Now every nigga in here seeing if you tryna fuck, and every nigga in here scheming gon' try your luck. I'm A1, no steak sauce, nigga, they spray dump.
All right, you guys, Chris Brown, Kitchen Problem, right here on Dollhouse Radio. So we have a guest here today. Like I said, we never have guests really on the the front show right here on Dollhouse Radio. It's very rare, so today we do have a guest. We have Leah Chase, adult star, newbie. We're definitely going to bring her on right now. Let me see if she's here. Leah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. So I wanted to bring you on the show today and introduce you to everybody. So tell everybody who you are.
Well, first off, my name is Leah Chase. I am 20 years old, born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. I've been in the adult industry for about maybe 3 months now. I shot 16 scenes. I'm just taking one day at a time. I'm learning as I go each day.
Okay. So I wanna kind of get into it. For somebody who don't have no insight, like a fan out there who don't have no insight on the adult film industry and how it works, for a new girl, you're new, you haven't done a whole lot of film. Let's start off, how did you get into it? How was you, was you approached, or did somebody bring it to you? How did it happen?
Well, I wasn't approached. What happened was I used to always watch porn, and I always said thought I could do what the girls in the films did, but I could do it better. I could bring a realness to it, because I think I saw a lot of fake moaning, and I was like, I think I could probably do it better. So I just kind of started reaching out to people. I started doing research, and I was asked to come to New York and shoot my very first scene. So that's how I kind of got into it. It took a while, though.
Okay, so you shot your first scene, and do you remember who it was with?
Yes, it was for Triple R Entertainment.
Okay, so when you shot your first scene, did you go in, because I know some girls are nervous, some girls are, they don't understand what's going on, they're all over the place. Were you nervous when you went to do your scene?
Honestly, when I first got there, I was nervous, but I started to open up. They were really cool people. And, you know, I just went into it as if I'm having sex. And, you know, sex is something I'm very comfortable with. I went into it as if the guy was my boyfriend, and we just went from there. It ran very smooth.
Okay. So the guy that you had sex with first, was with your boyfriend, your scene?
No, he wasn't. In my head, I pictured this guy being my boyfriend, and that's how I get through it the first time I saw
that. So that's how you got through it. Okay. So you didn't have to drink. You didn't have to take a shot. Some people... I don't know. Everybody has their own little things they have to do, which I don't think you're supposed to be drunk, because, of course, when you sign that minor release, you do not supposed to be, you know, drunk. You're supposed to be sober. But you didn't have no little things to enhance you, to make you comfortable and make the nerves go away. You were just ready, right?
Right. I don't drink or smoke, so that wasn't even an option.
So that wasn't an option. Okay. So good. So for the films that you've done 16 films. Now you're into the industry. You then met a few people. What is your view now? Has your view changed where you feel like, the business side of it, as what I'm talking about? Like, do you see, like, is it difficult? Do you see that it's a lot of politics? What do you feel about the business side of the adult industry that you experienced so far?
What I've experienced so far, I've honestly just learned a lot of lessons. I've learned it's not as easy as people think it is to get into the industry and just start shooting and making money. You know, if you really want to become someone in the industry, it's going to take a while. It's going to take a lot of patience.
Right.
You have to have goals. You must start building your brand. You know, you can't just go into it saying, I want to make money and have sex. That's not what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to become someone, if you want it to go far.
So are you saying, because cause when you first got in, did you think that that's how it worked? Like, okay, I'm just going to become a porn star. I'm going to be big overnight, and I'll be out there, and everybody's going to give me a lot of money. Is that what you thought?
Honestly, no. I always tell everyone I never got into it for the money, because I had goals when I first came into the industry. So it was never for the money. I just wanted to build a brand, but I realize it's harder.
Hello? Okay, I think we lost Leah. Leah? Okay, I think we lost Leah. We're going to come back to Leah. She'll call back in, but that was Leah Chase, you guys. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to adult star, newbie Leah Chase. I just want to kind of bring somebody who's new, who's having different experiences than somebody who's already, you know, and within the industry. So I definitely want her to kind of tell her story. So Leah Chase is all with us right now. She'll call back in. Her phone dropped right now. Let me see. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to hear from you guys out there. Wait, hold on. We got her back. Hold on. Leah, you back?
I'm here.
Okay, now go ahead. What were you saying?
I said I think what happened was I thought building a brand could happen quickly, but it can't. And that's what I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned not to trust so many people, to keep a very small circle, but it is important to have a supportive group or team behind you because you can't do this alone.
Right. Yes, I agree with you. So when you came in, were you treated nice with the other girls? Like, is it a nice situation? Do the girls accept you when you come in? Are they catty? Like, what was your experience with other, like, you know, encountering other film stars? Okay. She's dropped again. Her phone is having problems, you guys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Let me see. Oh, make sure you guys, 646-595-4038, if you guys want to touch on any of the stuff we're talking about today, if you want to ask Leah a question when we get her back, we have so many random topics today. I definitely want to hear from you guys, 646-595-4038. So make sure you call in right now. We'll just pick up the phones, so make sure you press 1. If you didn't press 1, that means that you don't want to talk, and I'll just see you guys here because I see people here on the lines, and it looks like you just want to listen. But make sure if you want to talk that you press 1, and I know that you want to get on and say something. Other than that, we'll be right back, you guys. Okay, Dollhouse Radio.
What up, Rob?
I like the way she rock her, like the way she moves her, like the way she rock her. Rock, when you just rock, when you just rock. I like the way she rock her, like the way she moves her, like the way she rock her. Rock, when you just rock, when you just rock, when you just rock.
Guys, we're back. Last call. That's Kasha. You guys, shout out to Kasha. Let me see. I want to bring Leah back. Leah, what's up with your phone?
I don't know what is wrong with this phone today. I have no idea. I know it's raining outside, kind of like thundering. I don't know if it has something to do with that.
Okay. Yeah, probably so. So you were saying before you got cut off, I was asking you a question about the other girls within the industry. What was your, like, have you had any good encounters, bad encounters? You know, being accepted, like, how was it when you met the other girl? Was it a good situation? Okay. She is gone. Oh, my gosh, her phone. Get on a land phone, Leah. Call me back on a land phone because your phone is crazy. I know in Atlanta it is thundering. It's lightning here, so Tennessee is definitely not that far. I know they're having the same weather. So sorry about that, you guys. Let me see. I want to talk about the Purge movie. Well, Leah, I see you back. Try to get in a good space so it won't keep hanging up. I want to talk about the Purge movie. I want to see what you guys thought about it. If you haven't seen it, okay, I'm not going to tell you to go see it, but the people who've seen the movie, I want to hear what you think about it. So make sure you guys call in 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1 so I know you want to talk. But I want to hear your thoughts on this movie because I have my thoughts. So I want to hear what you think about it. Leah, you back? So
yes.
Go ahead. Talk real quick and tell me. So you won't
okay.
get cut off.
I'm sorry. Basically,
okay.
When I came into the industry, I didn't really know a lot of girls. I did meet some people on set. I've learned not to have any friends. I think it's better that way. Just kind of stay to yourself, and things will run a lot smoother that way, because when people see you doing things that they're not doing, I notice it kind of, it becomes a little jealousy. So I try to distance myself from people. So I don't really have any friends in the industry at all. None.
Right. Right. So would you say your experience when you're meeting other girls, like you're at the shows and if you're on set, a photo shoot, is it a good experience? Like, do you notice within the black community that the girls are nice to you?
The girls are nice to me. They are.
Okay.
I do just try to keep a little distance. I mean, you just never know about people. I didn't come into the industry to make friends.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. I think that's the downfall for a lot of girls, because a lot of girls do come in looking for friends. And you have to understand that this, you know, it's a competition. Like, I like to say that. A lot of people don't like to think that. But I like to think of it as a competition. It is. And if I'm, you know, like basically you're pursuing the same thing I'm trying to pursue. I'm trying to be number one. I'm trying to be the best. So if you're trying to be the best too, then guess what? We're in competition for that spot, right? So I'm not looking for friends. When I did porn, if you weren't my friend when we came in, then we're associates until, like, I exit the industry, because I kind of feel like we're competing for something. And we were. And who wants to be third? Who wants to be fourth? I don't. So, you know, I'm sorry to say, I have to do what I got to do. And, you know, being your friend and, you know what I'm saying, caring about how you think. So many people would be like, India, you're so, like, nonchalant. Because I was. I was very nonchalant because I know what I wanted to do. And being friends and getting caught up and all that stuff, that's not going to get me where I needed to be. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It is what it is. Hey, you know. But I am loyal to my friends, the people who are my friends. I'm loyal, and I have their back. But associates, it is what it is. So, you know, that's what it is. But, so if you guys are just tuning in, once again, we have Leah Chase. She's a newbie within the adult film industry. What do you think about people calling new girls porn stars? What is your take on that? Because I want to hear it from a new girl. What do you think about that? Do you think you should be called a porn star?
No. No, I don't.
Okay.
I do not like to be called a porn star.
Okay.
For one, my goals are to be more than just a porn star, so I don't like to be called just a porn star.
Right.
I feel like you shouldn't really call yourself a porn star until you've done 30 movies.
Right. Okay. Until people start to really know who you are, right? Because there's a lot of girls that you have to meet, Leah, that they do one movie and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a porn star. You don't know who I'm at. You did one movie. I know. I don't know you. Girl, please, go sit down. So you're saying you're a new girl. You don't like being called a porn star because you haven't put in the work yet, right?
Right, but I also just don't like the title porn star. I like the title adult film star better, or porn star less.
Thank you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds better to me.
It does sound better. I like adult film star, too. What do you think about, like, because the industry has changed. Since I've been in the industry and now that you're coming in, it's a brand new world. What do you think about, because you don't know, like, say, my experiences, it's a whole different thing. The industry was way different from the early 2000 era. You know, the money was different. The talent was different. Movie filming, all that stuff was way different. What do you think about, like, when you go on set right now, what is your experience? Is it a professional setting? Would you say that?
For some of the films that I've shot, honestly, I could say no.
Okay.
No. I think it's more of just hanging around and watching people engaging
around
in set.
Wow, that's not good, hanging around.
Yeah.
So when you say hanging around, like what?
When I say hanging around, I mean just people hanging around that should not even be on the set. They have nothing to do with that. They're just hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching.
Like the people in the studio sessions with the rappers. Like they're not on the record, but they just in the studio. Yeah, the studio groupies.
Right, they just want to be there.
Right. They just want to be a part of the experience. So what would you say, like, you know, because I know everything in the industry right now is about branding. and figuring out more things to do than just being the porn star, adult film star. You have to be more now. You have to figure out other things to do. What would you say your brand is, or what other things are you thinking about doing?
I would like to get into acting as far as I would love to be on Zhang's Fifth Chronicles. I would like to do a lot of magazine work, maybe spokes modeling. I do want to cross over into, like, Hollywood mainstream.
Okay. And you know, because you hear a lot of people saying, you know what, you did porn. It's no way you're going to be able to do that. You can't do that. Do you have a lot of people who say, have you ever heard that before? Because you know they say
that.
You can't do it. You can't do that. And it's been countless of people that I can name and go down a list who has done it, who's doing it right now. And, you know, to anybody out there, any of the new girls out there that's doing porn and anybody's putting in your ear that you can't do something, you definitely can. You can do anything you want to do. And I think that what I told you, Leah, it comes down to talent. The reason why certain people don't maybe do some of the things they want to do is because, one, they don't have the drive. I think, two, it's patience. And I think, third, it's talent. So if you don't have those three things, then, yeah, you probably won't do it. But I think that if you have those things, you can do it. You can. So, you know, but have anybody told you you can't do it because you've done porn already?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And how do you feel about that? Like, what do you think about that?
Well, when the person first told me, I was like, I just find that so hard to believe. And so once I kind of thought of it, I'm like, no, that's just impossible. It's no law saying if you do porn, you can't go into acting. It's no law stating that.
Right.
So you can do anything you want to do, you know, and it just makes me go harder, you know. It motivates me to go harder and to prove people wrong.
Is there anything you regret so far? It's a little tiny catalog of 16 movies. Is there anything you regret that you could take back out of all the stuff you've done so far within the adult film industry? What could you take back if you could? Or maybe it's not nothing you want to take back, but if you could.
No, it's nothing that I would take back. Everything's been a learning experience, and I try not to have regrets because a regret is something that has already been done, and, you know, it can't be changed. You can just move forward from it and learn.
Okay. And so is there anything you want to maybe to a new girl who only done one film, who's thinking about doing movies and entering into the adult film industry? What advice would you give that girl?
I would tell her to make sure she has a loyal, supportive team behind her. It's hard to be independent and to try to do things on your own, to research every single person or company that comes at you and to make sure that no one gets over on you, to make sure you build a brand and don't just come into it for the money, because the money is not always guaranteed and, you know, the money's going to always be there. So try to build a brand and to become someone versus just another chick doing it on camera for money.
Right. Because there's a lot of girls out there like that. I think even in my conversations with you, I think a lot of girls sell themselves for cheap and low. And I think that I'm not saying that a certain amount of money is like your worth, because even the money that some of the girls get, you're probably, some of the girls are still worth more. But I think that you have to know and stick to that amount. Like, you know, when you're booking your scenes, I think that you need to stick to your rate. It's a lot of girls out there who've been on their rates. And the reason why, they ask themselves, like, why don't I make enough money, this and that, I'm not getting enough work. Because I think that you're doing more work by taking all these low-ball scenes. You know, it's girls out there working for $400. And I know a lot of the fans will be surprised to know that some of their favorite porn stars are taking low scenes for low money like that. And I think that's, to me, I'm appalled by it, because I feel like maybe I come from a different era. But even when I came back in 08, my rates, if anything, has went up. And I feel like, you know, if you can't pay my rates, then I'm not going to work, you know. So I don't shortchange myself. And that's one thing I want to say to the new girls. Like, do not shortchange yourself. Because when you shortchange yourself, you're not helping nobody, but you're helping the company. Whoever's putting that movie out, they're going to get they're going to benefit off of that, not you, you know? they're going to continue to make royalties because they're selling the DVD or whatever. You're just getting paid one time. So I think you need to make sure you stick to your rate. I would say that. Stick to your rate, ladies. Know your business. Do not let somebody come in and down, like, play your rate. Like, oh, well, we only pay this, so can you do this? No. Anytime you take off your clothes. What, Leah? Anytime you take off your clothes, you must get
that
your rate. And yeah, and it costs.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be comfortable with that. You have to be comfortable with what you're accepting, you know, because at the end of the day, these movies do not go away. They will always be there. And you're taking $400 a scene. Come on. What is $400? Like, really? These people are making a lot of money. So I really want to encourage the ladies, the women, to be more educated. Get more research. Do your research. Get in. Do your research. Don't just come in and just be a porn star. Be a smart porn star. Get in and do your research, like Leah said. You know, get on and figure out the industry. Ask questions. Ask questions. Talk to the older girls. Ask questions. Because if you don't know, you will just do things. It's a lot of girls come in and just do things. They don't know. So I call myself not a manager. I'm more a mentor to some of the new girls coming in. Leah is one of those girls. And the girls that I mentor, I just try to kind of educate them on the industry and give them the business side, the ups and downs, to let them know so that when it comes to them and when that day comes and something approaches them and it's in the wrong way, they know how to react. They know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So that you won't make any more mistakes, Leah. Let's talk about Dollhouse. Let's talk about Dollhouse Talent. How did that happen?
Dollhouse Talent, I kind of reached out. I saw an email address on someone's bio, and I emailed it, interested in management. And so I was talking to a friend of mine from Out of the Box Radio, and then next thing I know, I was on the phone with Dollhouse. And I'm like, oh, okay, I sent you an inquiry about management. And so it just kind of happened from there. And I'm so blessed every day I wake up and I'm just so happy, like, yes, like, I have a wonderful mentor who's there and, you know, she knows what she's doing. She has plenty of experience and it's just a blessing to be able to know that I'm going places and I have a supportive mentor behind me that cares.
100%. Right. Because, see, there's a lot of people who are like, well, you know what, you need to go ahead and do this. You need to work. You need to do this. But all the work that's coming is $400 scenes. It's $300 here and $200 there. I kind of feel like, you know, when a girl comes in, when Leah came in, and this is what you said. Leah said she knew exactly. I don't know if you had a list in front of you, Leah, but it sounded like you did. You kind of knew where you wanted to go. You said where you wanted to go, the path that you wanted to go. And listening to her talk, I was like, oh, I already know what this is. And your list of whatever you presented to me, it was not saying you were not a $400 girl. You were trying to be someone in the industry and make a mark. And I kind of feel that, you know, the role that you're trying to take, it's not easy to some of the girls. Like, some of the girls don't have that patience. And I think that, you know, patience, when you have patience, you will get there. Like, you know, it's nothing that's good comes overnight. Nothing happens overnight. And I just applaud you for, like, I love that how you listen. I love how you just take advice and you go with it. You know, a lot of people come in and they think they know stuff and they don't know a lot. I didn't know a lot, and I had to listen. And I took my advice from somebody who was younger than me, but she knew the industry. So, you know, I think that's what it's about. It's about asking questions, being informed, knowing what you're getting into. You know, that's number one, knowing what you're getting into. This industry will eat you alive if you don't know what you're getting into. So I definitely think it's a good career move for those who can survive it. Everybody doesn't have the heart and the, you know, the patience to survive the adult film industry. And not just adult film, I think entertainment, period. So you have to be a special person to be within these industries. So I congratulate you. Much success to you. I know that
Thank
you're going to
you.
Go far. I know you're going to do a lot of things. Anything you want to say to anybody out there who's listening, like to any of the fans, anybody out there?
To all of my fans, I love you all. I appreciate all of the love and support that you show me on Twitter and Instagram. It is much appreciated, and I read all of your tweets and all of your posts,
yes.
And I love you all. Thank you for supporting Leah Chase.
Yes. Now, wait, we have to talk about the name change now, because you went by a different name, right? Tell me, what was your other name?
My other name was Mariah Strawberry.
Okay. Now, how did you come up with that name?
It was just something kind of random of the moment. I just thought of a quick name. That's when I first came in, and I did not know anything. I didn't know that the name could affect me, or I couldn't maybe go far with that name, or, you know, it could catch up to me in the long run. So it was just something kind of quick that I just kind of came up
with. Something you just came up with. So when Leah came to me, I said, okay, first thing, we're going to have to change that name. no disrespect to Strawberry, but I felt like you're more than that, and I just saw something else. This girl has the prettiest smile. Her eyes glow, and I just see something else. And so we came up. You actually came up with Leah. Wait, who came up with? How did it happen?
You came up with
Leah. Explain it. Okay, I came up with Leah.
Well,
you came up with Chase.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So did you like it? I mean, did it stick to you? Like, how did that happen?
Well, honestly, like, Leah, I liked it, and I wanted to spell it different versus L-E-A-H. So I think you came up with the L-I-Y-A-H, which sticks out, and it reminds me of Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, uh-huh.
I believe you are a fan of, yes.
Yes, I love Aaliyah. Rest in peace.
Yes.
So you, Leah Chase, that came, and I love the name. I think the name is good. I actually saw a few people tweet you and say that they like your name change. What have your fans said about it? Because that's what
a lot of my fans, they ask, why did I change it?
Okay.
And I just simply told them, you know, that Mariah Strawberry can't get very far. She has to eventually grow up. So why not just go ahead and let her grow up and become Leah Chase? But they seem to like it. They like it better.
Yeah, I've seen somebody who tweeted you and said they liked your name change. Good look on that. I want to say, you know, with the name thing, a lot of people don't think that name is an important thing. But if you look at some porn stars versus others, the name is very important. Like, you know, when you just like a musician or actress. Some people change their real, you know, they can't use their real names because the real name doesn't give that star quality. So it's the same thing with porn stars. I think name is very important. You have to have a star name. And if your name doesn't say star, I don't think you say star. So to me, I'm very anal on names. You have to have a good name. The only thing with my name, I hate Leah, like you have Leah Chase. Jada, I came up with Jada's name for Jada, and then our manager at the time that was managing me came up with Fire. He added Fire to her name later. But, like, the other girls that I gave names to, I gave a lot of girls their names. And when I'm coming up with a name, like, it's just, like, it has to say something. It has to be everything. It has to almost, you know, that is their name, you know? So I don't know. The only thing about my name I hate, I didn't give myself a last name at the time. My name was just India. So if you try to do Google search on that, go right now, everybody, search India. You're going to get the country. You're going to get everything except me. So that's the only thing I messed up on, was not giving myself a last name. Now I do have a last name. It's Morale. So I have added a last name. Now when you search me, only me come up. So thank God. So I'm very happy that you have a last name, and it's Leah Chase. So, everybody, I'm so proud to present Leah Chase to the Dope Zone industry. She's going to do a lot of things. I'm so super excited for you. Your body, she's small, you guys. She's a small, teeny, tiny, petite girl. You know, do you work out?
No, I've never worked out a day in my life.
You
I
don't.
Do try to
the
walk
fat
the
girl don't
sometimes.
Hate you.
Huh? I do try to work out and walk on the track from time to time.
Don't try to make the big girls, like, you know, feel good. You know you don't work out. You know you don't work out, Leah. That's okay. You don't work out. Girls our size don't really work out. We can eat anything we want, honey buns, Krispy Kreme, all kind of stuff all day, and everybody hates us. So it's okay. I know there's a lot of big girls right now listening. It's okay, ladies. Just make sure to stay in shape. Oh, you know what? I want to say something to the big girls out there. It's a tape out there that works. Have you seen The Guy at Night, Leah? He's a gay guy. What's his name? What is his name? The gay guy. He's a black gay guy with the hip-hop abs. Have you seen his commercial that night?
No, I haven't.
What is his name? Okay. Tucked, lean, and whatever he say at night. It's like it's on every night if you turn the TV, if you're looking at TV at 3 in the morning. I'm a vampire, so I'm up. But he's on at night. His tape is called Hip-Hop Abs. And it works. My sister is doing the video right now, and she's lost so much weight, I'm not even playing. So I just want to put that out there for all the big girls out there who's trying to get into their little summer bikinis. So, you know, so you won't be on the beach hating on me, because I hate that. They're hating on me at the beach because I look good, you know, whatever. Anyways, give out your Twitter.
My Twitter is Leah Chase, XXXLIY. AHCHASEXXX. And my Instagram is also the same.
It's Leah Chase XXXX?
Yes.
Okay. A website. Now, what's going on with the website? What are we going to, like, you know, do you have something coming soon to the fans? What's going on?
Yes, I'm working on it. Hopefully, I will have something very soon for the fans. But right now, the
okay.
website is coming soon. I'm still jotting down
okay.
ideas
okay.
and notes.
Okay.
Of things
okay.
that I want on the website and how I want it to look and everything like that.
Okay. And if are you doing any camming or anything? If the fans want to do a private cam with you, are you doing anything like that?
I am doing Skype shows. You can hit me up on my Twitter for more information. I recently just started camming yesterday through
okay.
Nekki.com.
Okay.
So far, it's okay. I'm going to try to research more webcam sites that I can try to get on and make profiles with them.
Okay, okay. So, I definitely want everybody out there, you know, definitely follow her on Twitter. She's a sweet girl, definitely a great personality. You meet her, you will love her. She's definitely a sweet girl, so she's definitely somebody you guys need to put on your list. And remember when you see her on the box cover to pick up her DVD. Let me see. Let's go to the phone lines and see if anybody want to talk. Like I said, you guys, make sure you press 1. If you want to talk, press 1. If you do not press 1, I do not know you know how to talk. You want to talk. We have so many people on the phones right now, and you guys are not pressing 1. Let me see. 312, do you want to talk? 312? You don't want to talk? Okay. Let's see. 586, do you want to talk? 586, do you want to talk? No? Okay. 314, do you want to talk? Hi, 314, do you want to talk? Okay. No, you don't want to talk either. 478, do you want to talk? 478? Okay. They just want to listen. They're probably like, well, India, that's why I didn't press 1. Duh. Okay, here we go. 586. We have a lot of people on the phone. They just don't want to talk. 586, you're on.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Team Hess.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm all right. I have a
Good.
Few questions.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on the ad show because, like, I want to get in to the industry myself.
Okay.
But I don't really know how to pursue it. And
okay.
I do have a lot of experience, so I want to just get some insights or whatever just so I can get in.
First of all, how old are you?
24.
Okay, you're 24. You sound so young. 24. So what I would advise you to do, are you taking notes down? Do you have a piece of paper?
Yes.
Okay. What you need to do, for guys, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit harder for guys to enter the adult film industry because you're a guy. They're looking more for women. The men who enter mostly think that they can do the job, and I'm not saying that sexually you can't, but it's been proven every guy who gets on set, most of the time they can't perform. So it's very hard for the guys. What you could do is, So what I would advise you to do is try to come in with a girl. If you can, if you have a girl that's interested within the industry, or if you team up with another girl that's already trying to come in, you can kind of do that and say you guys work together. And a lot of guys have entered the industry like that. Or you can contact an agency. I if you hit me up on my Twitter at sexandy, I can give you a few. But they're going to be in L.A., so I don't know where you're calling from. So you're going to definitely need to probably get there. And I can give you a few agencies you can contact, and they can probably call you in, and maybe they want to use you. So. All
right, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you interested in adult film? Why? Tell me why.
I
want to know.
I got a real sex drive. And I want to, like, make money. And, like,
okay.
I was just listening for a minute, and I thought about, like, well, I kind of want to make it, like, a kind of like something to do, because where I'm standing at now, it's, like, very, like, the economy is, like, very low. So I'm like, well, heck, since I like sex and I like money and I know I can do a lot more and I could probably change a few things, I just thought about doing. And
okay.
It's fun to me.
Okay. So it's funny you. Do you have protective sex now? Do you protect yourself?
Yes, all the time.
All the time. Good. Okay. All right. Well, if you decide to become a future porn star, I would advise you to make sure that you use condoms on your scenes and stick to that, huh?
I always use condoms.
Okay. Good. Good. Well, hit me up at SexyIndy. I'll send you a few agents to contact.
Okay.
And good luck, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, so shout-out to everybody who tuned in today. We have Leah Chase with us. We had her the whole hour right here on Dollhouse Radio. Yay! let me see. So we talked about the website. We talked about the industry. Is there any company out there that you want to work with? Like, what is your dream company? Anybody you could pick. And you can just be like, okay, I want to pick this company. I can see myself on the box cover for this company. Who would that be?
Wicked.
Wicked. Oh, I'm loving it. Okay. Why Wicked? Tell me why.
I went to their website, and I'm, like, a huge, like, freak, like, of this. It's like when people shoot, their camera quality, it just means everything to me. And I see a lot of people who shoot, and their quality sucks. And Wicked, I love
their
quality.
Yeah, it looks like 1994.
Wonderful on their quality. Yes, it looks all blurry and just horrible. Like, that's something that gets under my skin.
Wicked is known, well, Wicked is one of the biggest, productions in our industry, houses in our industry. We, they're very picky on who they shoot, which I love, and they're not just shooting anybody. So to be on a cover for them, I think, will be great. And I think that is a good experience because, you know, definitely you're going to get a lot of exposure with that company. They're one of the top, definitely in my top five. They are in my top five. So so you can see yourself. See, I love that. It's a lot of girls who come in who don't even know company names. So I love that you know that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who will be your second?
I would say Hustler TV.
Okay, Hustler. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hustler magazine. And what magazine? Would it be Hustler?
I would say either Hustler or Penthouse.
Oh, Penthouse. Okay. And I would love to see Penthouse. I would love to see a black girl in 2013. Like, come on. I need to go back and do some research because I don't think I remember seeing a black girl since I've been in the industry. Let me see. I'm going to have to do some research on Penthouse. I know definitely. No, but I think that it's more than just – I think they have featured a black girl before. I just don't remember, so I need to check. But Penthouse, we're going to have to step it up. Step your game up. You don't need to put a black girl in that damn magazine because I need to see more than just one. Every 10 years. Let me see. Is there any guy out there that you want to work with? Who is your guy you want to work with right now who's in the industry, somebody you would know? Anybody?
I would say Prince.
Really? Okay.
Prince. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And girl, who's your dream girl scene?
Right now, I would say Misty Stone.
Oh, Misty. Okay, Misty's fun. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you like Misty,
nice.
And you would
she's
be
nice.
Prince. Yeah, she's nice. So you would say Misty. So you like
yes.
the petite girls, too, like yourself.
Yes, yes. I don't really like big booty girls for some reason. I'm not really just
well,
because
you don't have a
big
booty,
booty,
right? It's too much for you. Too much. There's just too much going
yes.
on. Like, what if you can describe your, like, your scenes, what would you say? What is your, what do you bring to the adult film industry?
I would say I bring a very sweet personality, a very good
okay.
attitude, and I bring
mm-hmm.
realness. Like, my moans are not
okay.
fake. They're real. Everything I'm doing is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not someone, it's not
don't
even rehearsing before the scenes and doing, yes, yes.
I
that's
hate
one reason
that.
Why I got
the
into
girls
it.
Who overdo it. It's the girls who overdo it that I don't like. The, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. You're like, shut up. You sound so stupid. And then as soon as they say cut, she's like, can I get some water? Like, it's just like,
mm-hmm.
really, bitch? You just really, I can't get it. I'm with you on that. Like, I kind of feel like if I can't get into it for real, I'm kind of irritated because I don't know. Like, the fake girl scenes, like, I didn't work with girls. I hated working with girls who didn't like girls in True Life. Like, if you didn't like girls in True Life and I knew that, it was a turnoff because I kind of felt like you were only doing it for the money, and that's a turnoff for me. So I would try to work with girls I knew like girls because other than that, it's
mm-hmm.
fake. Come on. Come on. Who wants to work with some girl that's really not into girls? Boring. So, you know, I definitely feel you on the fake moaning. Ladies, stop fake moaning. It's not cute. We know you're faking. So you bring realness. You bring, like you're saying, that you know that the people will be into your scenes, that you're really enjoying what you're doing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So good. I'm happy. And once again, you know, I hope, you know, everything that you want, you get from this industry and more, that you go off and do everything else that you want to do in life. Once again, give your Twitter and how they can contact you, and we appreciate you for calling into the show.
Okay. My Twitter is Leah Chase, LIYAHCHASE, triple X, XXX. And my Instagram is also the same, Leah Chase, LIYAHCHASE. Instagram.
All right.
It's the same.
Yeah. Instagram, the same thing. If you guys forgot, if you didn't hear any of that, you can hit me up at SexyIndia on Twitter right now, and then I'll give it to you. Other than that, thank you, Liv, so much for calling in, babe. And we will see you on Saturday. She will be on the Saturday Dollhouse Show with us. And that show is a little crazy, so I'm just warning you. So this is nothing. But we will see you on Saturday, and we'll get to talk to you again. So if you guys missed her today, make sure you call in Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Dollhouse Radio. Thank you, Leah. Here's Neil.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. You too. We'll be right back, you guys. I want to talk about a few things, and I want to talk about some, you know, topics and opinions. So we'll be right back. His Neo feature, Fabulous, and Diddy Should Be You. Dollhouse Radio.
You know, things don't always go as they should. Right? Don't you hate a coulda, woulda, shoulda, nigga? Coulda did, woulda did, well, you shoulda, nigga. If I had a dollar for every should be, know how rich I would be. Like they say, it is what it is, not what it could be. Can't cry, feel guilt over spilled milk. I'm too fly, I'm too cool, word to Versace silk. And my watch be filled with mad diamonds. I got good watches, just bad timing. The chick I'm mad at the club was cute. Still feel like I'm getting brain from the substitute. Cause this ain't you, and that ain't me. Claim you happy, then why you so mad at me? Can't hold on to what you had, just what you got. You should be here.
All right. I love that song. Let me see. So I wanted to say something real quick. I wanted to talk about the Purge movie. I wanted to know what you guys thought about it. If you haven't seen it yet, then I'm just going to let you see it. But I wanted to hear from people out there who've seen the movie. Tweet me on Twitter at SexyIndia. Tell me your thoughts. I definitely want to hear your thoughts on this movie. It's a movie about basically America giving... you know, everybody 12 hours once a year to go out and do whatever they want to do, including crime, murder, whatever. It's called The Purge, and I want to see what your thoughts are on this movie. Hit me up at Sexandia and let me know your thoughts, because I definitely want to hear what you think about this movie. Also, we were talking about Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta. The situation with K. Michelle, her fight with Mimi, and calling Mimi's new boyfriend, Nico, gay. I want to hear your thoughts on that, the whole gay thing. Like, do you think she was wrong for that? Hit me up at Sexandia on Twitter, so let's talk about it. We will talk about it. I am available right now to talk to you guys for about 15 minutes on Twitter, so hit me up. Let's talk about it. I love you guys so much. We will be back next Sunday right here on The Brunch with my co-host. Will be here 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same time. Make sure you tune in to The Dollhouse this Saturday, June 15th, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My book, Infamous, will be out, you guys. It's coming out July 19th, 2013. So make sure you guys put that on your calendar. The pre-sales, everything will be available for you can purchase the book. I think it's a few weeks earlier, June 24th. That's in a few weeks. And if you do that, you basically will get your book 1 week before the actual release date. So make sure you guys do that. Any more questions, you can go to at Sexandia on Twitter, or you can hit me up on dollhouseradio@gmail.com, and I will answer any of your questions. Okay? Love you guys. See you next week. Bye.
Every day, you was all I needed. Like-